And good morning. It's 6 minutes after 7 a.m. Central, 8 Eastern Time. I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio with a look at our state and regional news at this hour.
There were probably 20 kids still here, all shooken up, waiting for their parents to come. Very emotional time.
That's Hart County School Superintendent Ricky Lyons speaking after a tour bus carrying 55 students and parents from Cub Run Elementary School overturned just 5 miles into its trip in Washington, D.C. last night. There were a lot of bumps and bruises, but Kentucky State Trooper Jonathan Bivens says, remarkably, there were no serious injuries.
Nothing that appears to be life-threatening at this time. I don't even believe we have any broken bones. It looks like it's probably going to be mostly minor cuts and scrapes.
Ambulances from Hart, Barron, Hardin, LaRue, and Edmondson counties took the passengers to Hardin Memorial, Caverna Memorial, or Twin Lakes Hospital as a precaution. There's no word yet on what caused the bus to flip over on Highway 728. The kids and their parents were beginning a non-school-sanctioned trip to Washington, provided by WorkStride's student travel company. More than 300 jobs are being cut at the University of Kentucky, including 140 with employees in full or part-time posts and 164 that are already vacant. A university spokesman says the departments most impacted are information technology and human resources. IT laid off 11, human resources laid off 5. Affected employees will receive 90 days notice in lieu of any severance packages. University President Eli Capiluto announced last month that UK would reduce spending to make up a $45 million budget deficit over the next 2 years. In a campus-wide email this week, he said UK has lost $50 million in state funding since 2007. Retired U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor says the direct election of judges on local levels is corrupting the justice system. O'Connor delivered those remarks to members of the Kentucky Bar Association during the KBA's annual conference in Louisville. O'Connor said judges on all levels should be appointed because the money associated with direct elections is corrupting the system.
I worry that the ideal of having your day in court, of having the merits of your case decided without passion or prejudice, is being eroded by threats to judicial independence.
O'Connor says evidence shows campaign cash can influence judges, whether they admit it or not. Kentucky directly elects all of its judges from the district level to the state Supreme Court. O'Connor encouraged those present to change that system. Voters in the western Kentucky city of Princeton will go to the polls August 7th to decide whether alcohol can be legally sold in the city limits. Dan Modlin has more on that story.
Caldwell County Judge Executive Brock Thomas verified that backers of alcohol sales presented 426 signatures to put the measure on the ballot. That's about 50 more than necessary. If passed, restaurants could serve wine and beer by the glass, and packaged liquor stores could operate in the city, but no bars would be allowed because Princeton is classified as a fourth-class city. Voters in Somerset will also be voting this summer to determine whether their city will remain dry. The vote in Somerset will take place June 26th. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.
State Auditor Adam Edelin is launching an initiative intended to bring more transparency to local taxing districts that receive between $500 million and $1.5 billion in taxes and fees each year. The idea is to create an electronic database that will allow taxpayers to determine precisely how much money flows through those taxing districts. Clear, sunny skies right now. Temperatures slowly getting up into the upper 50s. We're looking for a sunny, mild day today with highs in the upper 70s, right around 80 degrees, and just a little bit warmer tomorrow. Stay tuned for more Morning Edition. Now I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio. And good morning, 6 minutes after 5 a.m. Central, 6 Eastern Time. I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio with a look at our state and regional news at this hour. A tax expert is warning state officials that Tennessee would be among the hardest hit states if the federal government doesn't resolve the so-called fiscal cliff. Lisa Autry begins our coverage.
Dr. Stan Chervin is a senior research consultant with the Tennessee Advisory Commission on Intergovernmental Relations. He met Wednesday with Governor Bill Haslam and other state officials and told them states that depend heavily on sales tax revenue would feel the most stress if tax breaks are not extended. He noted that 54 cents of each tax dollar in Tennessee comes from the state sales tax. Tennessee has no broad-based income tax like most other states do. The Chattanooga Times Free Press reports Dr. Chervin said if automatic tax hikes take effect in January, consumers will spend less and sales tax collections will fall. I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio.
Now, if the Army's 101st Airborne Division commander knows what impact the upcoming fiscal cliff will have on his unit, he's not saying. Major General James McConville leads the 24,000 soldiers in the 101st that's based at Fort Campbell. At a CADIS Chamber of Commerce luncheon, McConville said he doesn't want to find out what the automatic defense cuts required by the 2011 Budget Control Act will mean for his soldiers.
I don't know yet how that will relate to the 101st Airborne Division. But I would hope that, you know, given what the senior leadership has said in the military, that we don't get to that point.
McConville says those military leaders have called the cuts catastrophic. The 101st shares Fort Campbell with several other military units, as well as 8,000 civilians and 53,000 family members, all of whom would feel the squeeze if Congress doesn't reach a solution. According to the Centers for Disease Control, more than half of young Americans between the ages of 13 and 24 with HIV don't even know they have it. That group accounts for just over a quarter of all new HIV infections every year. Health officials say it's those kinds of numbers that continue to make events such as World AIDS Day coming up tomorrow critical reminders of the challenges the disease still poses. Lauren Newsom is an HIV prevention specialist with the Lexington Fayette County Health Department.
Even though we have wonderful medical advances, if people don't know, they can't benefit from the great advances in the medication around HIV. Still in Kentucky, you know, one person is diagnosed with HIV every single day.
Free HIV testing will be held tomorrow around the state, and more information is on the health department's website. Law enforcement officials say they're becoming increasingly concerned about medications being stolen from senior citizens in Kentucky. One senior citizen who spoke with WKU Public Radio said he has a relative who takes his medications and has even beaten him to get more drugs.
A lot of my friends in our 60s have just decided to just give them whatever it is they want. Just give it to them and not take a chance on being either hurt, abused, punched out, or whatever.
Now, that man will be among our interview guests for a special report on the issue titled Fear of the Unknown. A special report coming up later this hour of Morning Edition at 5:50 a.m. Central. That's 6:50 Eastern Time. Well, we've got mostly clear skies starting off our Friday morning. Temperatures a little warmer than they've been lately, already well into the mid to upper 30s. We should get well into the mid 60s this afternoon under sunny skies and even warmer over the weekend. Sunshine expected both Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 60s. Stay tuned for more Morning Edition now here on WKU Public Radio. I'm Joe Corcoran.